Now here's some news from the world of music. If you want to get a degree in jazz or classical music or classical voice performance, you have options at any number of institutions, say the Berklee College of Music in Boston or the Curtis Institute of Music in Philadelphia or the Juilliard School in New York. But if your passion and your focus is this... your choices have been more limited. You could study gospel music history, and you could get a degree in classical voice, but if you wanted a degree in gospel music performance, as far as we can tell, you were out of luck. Until now. Nyack College in Manhattan will start offering a brand new bachelor's degree program in that subject starting this fall. They say the goal is to elevate the level of gospel music scholarship. Willana Mack is a professor at Nyack who created the curriculum for the degree, and she is with us now. Professor Mack, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Why do you think it has taken this long for a degree in gospel music performance?
I think that when people think of gospel music, they think of it as something that's natural, that you don't necessarily have to study, and also that you can't really learn. And so it's fighting a culture where they think that the study of music should be devoted more to classical or jazz, things that are a little more traditional. And so to try to bring something in that's a little bit different, I think it's met with opposition before people start to look at it as actually a reputable genre that's just as valid as any other genre of music right now.
Which is interesting because gospel certainly predates other musical forms like jazz, for example.
It's funny, and you're absolutely right about that, but for some reason, academia accepted jazz as a form of music you could study easier than gospel. Not immediately, but eventually when they started looking at just jazz theory and how everything about it was very different from what people were currently studying. And for some reason, it just was taking gospel music a little bit longer to get that same type of respect.
You know, it's interesting that there have been many gospel singers like Richard Smallwood, for example, who have extensive formal educations. How do you think that's reflected in his work?
There's one song in particular that Richard Smallwood does, and it's called Bless the Lord. And he puts into this song a fugue, a classical fugue, and it comes out of nowhere. He studied classical music, so he knows how to insert these classical touches here and there that people don't expect and don't even notice what's happening.
You know, it's funny. I was wondering if part of the issue here, too, is that people don't agree, some people don't agree, on what gospel music is. And the reason I was thinking about this is entirely coincidental, I just want to mention, is I was opening my mail last week before I knew that I was going to be speaking with you, and I got a letter from a listener who was responding to an interview that I did with Kirk Franklin, who's a very popular singer-songwriter, choir director. But he's controversial because some people think it's not really gospel.
You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Pete!
I got a letter from a listener who said that I listened to his music during your show. I would agree that it is religious music, but in my heart, I feel like it is a million miles away from gospel music. So, but I wanted to ask you about that. You know, what defines gospel? What makes gospel gospel?
I think there's so many different types of gospel music, and I think that's what that listener is saying. But I think what makes it gospel is the overall message. So the message of the gospel is what? It's the good news. So if we start there with what makes it the gospel, it's the message. And beyond the message, then it's how do you deliver that message? And that just comes down to different styles and tastes.
But to that end, though, you said that first and foremost, the gospel is the good news. So there are those who would argue that an academic discipline is really beside the point.
Well, I think that you're absolutely right that it's a discipline that has to start with a calling. And I don't recommend for people to study gospel music if they don't feel that God is leading them to study that, because it does have to start with God calling you to do this. And so there are things in gospel music that when you study, you start to understand the musical side of it in addition to the spiritual side.
Before we let you go, now I'm going to be the cranky mom who's writing that tuition check and is going to ask, what are you going to do with your bachelor's in gospel music performance when you graduate? What about accounting? What do you say? Because you will get that call next fall when this program starts.
I will say that when you go to school, you always run the risk of, okay, what do I do when I graduate? If I go to school and I study medicine, if I don't go out and do a residency and look for jobs, I am not going to work. But there is work in the gospel music world. You could now be a music director who not only has the talent, but now can read music and can show people on paper, well, now I also know how to read music. You can go out and you can do auditions. And when people want to know, well, can you learn this song? How quickly can you learn this? And I can say, hand me the score right now, and I can read it for you. I know how to do this because not only do I have this ability, but I have the knowledge behind what is happening in this music. And so if that cranky mom wants to know, well, what kind of job are they going to get? I would say, what kind of job do they want?
Okay. That's Willana Mack. She's a professor at Nyack College. She helped to write the curriculum for the school's bachelor's degree program in gospel music performance, which begins in the fall. Willana Mack, thank you so much. Professor Mack, thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, thank you for having me.
You better put them hands together and act like you know up in here. Chief Pete.